Well, hello, Emma. This is your heavy metal lover, and I believe question and answer is allowed. Talk to the mods. I'll go ahead and answer your questions. Okay, and I'm not going to prepare whatsoever because I like to think on my feet and I'm lazy. Do I look like a celebrity or do people think you look like a celebrity? Which one? Maybe like around the holiday time, like US holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, like people have said that I look like Fat Mac from that one season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where Rob McElhenney gains like 50 pounds for the role and he's really disgusting. So yeah, I'll have to say Fat Rob McElhenney, that season of Always Sunny. If I could make a collab with anyone in the world, okay, I'm in North America, so this opens up a few. Who would it be and how come you picked them? I would collaborate with Oral Honey because she seems like such a sweet and fun person, and we could, run around Paris and do her little script where we, hit each other with baguettes or, do whatever. And that would be a really fun thing. She's sounds cute and sweet, although she in Q&A has said she is actually a terrifying person, so that would be interesting to verify. If I could be given 5 million euros, pounds, or dollars, but need to break your mom's arm, would I do it? Well, firstly, with the exchange rate as it stands now, I'd want pounds sterling, cash, non-consecutive bills. Hell yeah, I'd break my mom's arm for that. I'd be like, Mom, I'll give you £1 million. Cool if I break your arm? She'd be like, Hell yeah. Okay, cool. Like, I'd take that deal. Whatever works out like best for her, like, I'll do like the tax side of things if she'll take the pain side of things. Like, I'll take more of like the tax burden on and then just like give her the cash. So I think that's pretty fair. Or other way around, that's cool, but okay. What's the worst thing I've ever done? That's a dark question. Yeah, that's really dark. Like, I don't know if you're new here, like there's some, like I don't know if you want to look into this void, Emma. 'Cause when you look into this one, the void stares back. I'm gonna pass on that one. It would probably be something I'd done, quite honestly to myself, and we can talk about that later, offline or not in a fun kind of setting. Who on GWA do I wish I knew better? Everybody. I would like to know everybody a little bit better. Emma, I would like to know you better because you're new. I would like to hear your answers. What's something you find sexy about someone but most people don't? There's my cat meowing in the background. I would say, I don't know, like I find like tattoos to be incredibly sexy. So like some people don't like girls with like tattoos. I love like I really, really love them. Like that's like a huge thing. Like if you're a girl and like you have tattoos on like your neck and like maybe your hands, like cool hand tattoos, probably nothing on your face, but if it's a cool face tattoo, I have seen some really hot ones, so I don't know, a lot of people don't like that. I do. Do I ever worry about getting caught posting to GWA? Not really. I think if my boss he ended up finding it or got leaked to friends, family, I would just say, hey, look, I think it's good. I stand by my work. I mean, you made this monster. This is how I unwind. Describe yourself in three words, but don't cheat. Smoke, travel, fuck. That's me. Do you think you sound older or younger than you are? I'm in my early 30s. You tell me. I don't know. I think I sound like, I don't like my speaking voice, but I don't know if it sounds old or not. And did I like this questionnaire? I hope so, little cat. Smiley face. Oh, wait. So I do like the little cat smiley face. What is the sexiest thing someone can do to capture your attention? Forgot this one. I actually read this one. This was the reason why I answered this questionnaire. Like, be smart. Like, come at me with, like, a really witty comment, or, you know, like, be able to talk about fun things like, you know, history or science or current events or philosophy or any of those things. Like, have a brain in your pretty little head, and my attention will be held, captivated. I'll be spellbound in your grasp forever and ever. Hope you enjoyed, and take care.